A new report says rural Alaska Native children have more than four times the dental decay of others living in the U.S. The Centers for Disease Control and the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services conducted the study. It looks specifically at water fluoridation and diet. KDLG's Daisha Eaton has more.
The report is based on a 2008 investigation into dental decay in rural Alaska. Brad Whistler is the dental officer with the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services and was one of the investigators for the study. He says the study found that lack of water fluoridation and too much soda pop consumption were two key factors associated with dental decay severity in both baby and adult teeth.
This report found that rural Alaska Native children experience about 4.5 times the level of severe dental decay as the general population of the United States. When they compared children living in fluoridated versus non-fluoridated villages, they found less severe dental decay in children living in fluoridated villages. And then the final point that's touched on in the report, they found increased dental decay as Alaska Native children consume more soda pop.
The CDC investigation was requested by the department on behalf of the region due to the extent and severity of the dental decay in Native children. The investigation consisted of screening 348 children ages 4 through 15 for dental decay. Parents were also surveyed on factors suspected to influence decay. According to the report, approximately 400 children under 6 years of age in the study region had extraction and/or restoration of multiple teeth with cavities. Whistler says the study had two conclusions.
The real work that the Native corporations are working on is to reduce the level of disease in the population. This highlights that water fluoridation is one of the ways they might do that in villages that have the capacity to implement fluoridation. And the second part is it also highlights the role of diet in terms of watching the amount of sugar and sweetened beverages that young children are consuming.
Numerous national and international studies have documented the role of water fluoridation in reducing dental decay. However, this is the first such study in Alaska. Dental decay studies say water fluoridation can reduce dental decay by about 27%. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.